Okay, now to a more serious story coming out of California. The wildfires there are putting nearly 12,000 homes in danger. That fire outside Los Angeles killed two firefighters yesterday and destroyed at least 18 homes, probably a lot more. It's within distance of a space observatory, a historic space observatory, and what's essentially the entire center of LA's telecommunications industry. We're going to check in on what's happening with those fires right now with Justin Seastrand. He's a natural resources specialist for the U.S. Forest Service. Justin, this fire is still contained within the Angeles National Forest. Is that correct or not?
For the most part, that is correct. There are some areas where it's moved off the forest onto private lands, but a majority of the fire is lands managed by the Angeles National Forest.
And is it possible to keep it there?
That's really what we're hoping, and so far that's mostly held true over the last few days. Most of the major fire activity runs towards the north, the west, and then now we're seeing the east, and that was all on the National Forest.
So people are talking about this being a very fast-moving fire, and when I saw the speed, I was pretty shocked, having grown up in Southern California and Arizona. Why, without the Santa Ana winds contributing, why is this fire moving so fast?
Several factors. The terrain, the fact that many of the fuels, the vegetation was quite old and had not burned for some time, and those two things mainly contribute to a fire spread, even without the Santa Ana winds.
So we're now at 5% contained as of late Sunday, and what are we aiming for? What's our magic number in terms of a space where we can stop evacuating people?
Well, it really depends. It probably doesn't need to be 100% contained, which would be basically a line around the entire fire. If they can start to get good line built in proximity to some communities, they will attempt to allow some people to get back in to their homes.
Okay, Justin Seastrand is with the U.S. Forest Service. He's out in California. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.